What's going on, podcast world? Welcome back to the second episode of the Chris Cortez Show. I'm going to tell you guys a story today about me when I was in the third grade and I did not want to pay with pretend currency to use the restroom. Yes, pretend currency. But really quick, before we get into that, if you guys are new, make sure you guys share this. If you guys really enjoy this podcast, this is the second episode. I'm going to try to do a podcast every single day. That just means got to be creative with it. But I'm going to try to think back into a time in which, like, not more so, because I never said that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I'm going to say this right now. Don't call me an entrepreneur. That's not what I want to be. I've always told people, or told myself to be more exact and down to like a T, that I wanted to be a businessman slash investor. Like, my biggest thing was, like, you know, one day when I'm like 40, 50, maybe even 60, invest into small businesses that actually help, like legit help people. Like, that was always my thing. And to not spend crazy with my money that I have now to where I'm actually broke when I'm 50 or 60 and I have to actually go back to Walmart. Because right now I'm working at Walmart. Working at Walmart puts everything into perspective as far as the people that go there. I heard, I don't know the statistics down to the number, but from what I've heard is that majority of the people that plan to retire, something happens with their 401k, the money that they're saving up in a bank, whatever the case may be, and they turn out to be 60 years old working, 65 years old working in Walmart. Now, it's not bad working in Walmart, but when you work 20, 30 years doing something that you're not truly passionate about, like, I found passion in YouTube. I found passion within podcasts. Even though this is the second episode, I have found passion talking to a phone, talking to a camera sitting on top of one of my monitors when I used to stream on Twitch and then YouTube, you know, at the same time. There's something that is very infectious when somebody loves what they do and you feel it. There's also something infectious when somebody doesn't like where they're at and you can feel that. And that's why I try to stay away from people. I try to keep away, and I try to stay away from the people that spend crazy amounts of money on stuff that they actually don't need. So, a little bit about myself. I'm a huge San Francisco 49ers fan. I got into the flip game about 1 month ago. I'm getting a little bit better. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to be really honest, I did lose a little bit of money because I did not catch, whenever I was shipping stuff, that it was defaulting to £2 and it was getting me to like $8 to $9, and it was telling me the customer was picking that. And so I finally, you know what, let me go on YouTube or Google and see exactly what is going on. Why is it doing that? And I come to find out that the customer's not picking that. It's just defaulting because I'm not putting in the exact weight. Now, I do have a scale to weigh like my shirts or the pants or the hoodie that I'm selling. However, whenever I type in something, it usually defaults to being 16 ounces, which is a pound. And so I'm telling you, I learned the hard way. Like, I literally sold something that was like $8, and then it turned around to have the shipping at like $10. And I was like, dude, this person bought this and they want the package there within like 2 days. However, it didn't dawn on me that you can do 2 to 3 days when it's like the 16 ounce, 2 to 3 day shipping. I forgot exactly what they call it. Like I said, I'm new to this, so bear with me. Like, I'm new to this podcast. We're going to get bigger and better with this. I'm going to be able to get better at storytelling. That's what I want to do with this. I want to get better at telling you guys something so that you guys can take away from it and kind of put it into perspective. And with this story, man, look, I'm telling you, with this story, it's going to help you. Like, you're going to be able to go back. And I always tell myself, look back like 10, 15 years at something you truly liked and somebody said that's stupid. That's probably something I actually should be doing now. Like, I actually wanted to sell stuff, but somebody told me that's stupid. Like, people are already selling clothes. People are already selling shoes. That's Foot Locker. That's JCPenney's. That's Macy's. Like, places like that. And then Marshalls and all them came along. TJ Maxx, Ross. Places like that where you can actually go and flip. They're not going to get mad at you because I go in there and I scan stuff every single day because I have a bigger picture, like legit bigger picture down the road, 20, 30 years. So I'm willing to vlog and document my life all the way up until the point when I get to where I'm at. Like, the number, I have an exact number, And I'm not going to tell you right now because I'm going to wait till I get there. And when I get there, and if it surpasses and I feel like, okay, I can keep going because I'm not money hungry. I just want to be happy with what I'm doing, okay? So I'm pretty sure you guys are like, yo, I want the story now. I want the story. So let's get started with the story. When I was in the third grade, I had a teacher that had a little sale for us. Like, she didn't sell stuff for us. She kind of was teaching us how to, you know, add and subtract and just stuff like that with currency. She had her own currency, which was called the Piranha Profits. So how did you earn Piranha Profits? You raised your hand. You answered a question. You did a book report. You got a good grade on a test. You came back from the lunch line. You helped somebody. You opened the door. You stayed quiet. You didn't interrupt. Like, that's how you earned it. And I earned a lot of money because I was really, really quiet. Stuff that I knew when it came to math and just reading a book, because I love reading. Like, I legit love to read. I got a lot of Piranha Profits. Like, I had buku cash. Like, and it was fake currency, and I thought I was super rich. Now let me tell you, there was a kid that sat next to me, and it was kind of like, you knew the plug. Like, that was your plug. That was my plug. You know when you got someone and you go into a store and they're like, yo, we're going to get this in tomorrow, and I know you love this brand. However, it sells out extremely fast. So the minute I get there, I'm going to put it out. I'm going to make sure that it could be scanned so you could purchase it. That's who that was for me. And Ricky, that's what we're going to say. That was Ricky. Ricky would tell me, yo, Chris, I'm going to bring hot Cheetos, honey buns, Capri Suns, you name it. Like, he was the plug. Like, he was the Walmart before Walmart was actually, like, Walmart was around, but he was Walmart in elementary. Like, he had everything. Like, I probably could have bought a $3 hoodie from him using Piranha Profit, or a $3 t-shirt. A $3 t-shirt from him using my Piranha Profits, okay? So, you know, I would buy stuff from him, and I would get super, super stoked every time he did something. Now, don't judge me. Because I did bring stuff myself. Like, I would bring chocolate because I knew parents wouldn't, you know, allow their kids to eat chocolate at home. However, you bought chocolate at school, you're going to eat it before you actually go home, and you're not going to tell your parent. So there was like 4 for $1 Crunch bars, and, you know, I would sell those for $1. So these were 4 for $1. I was selling for $1 Piranha Profit currency. That's elementary money where I was going, right? And so I would end up with more money. Like, I would end up with more profit because Ricky would always go last, and you would have to outbid everybody that was in the class that raised their hand at something they knew. Like, I wasn't the only one that had money in the class. Let's just say that. And I wanted to be the person that had all his hot chips, all his kiwi strawberry Capri Suns. However, I'm going to tell you something. Something happened before a day in which he told me he was going to come with the mother load. All right. I got in trouble. I got in trouble for being late from playing tetherball. And I'm going to tell you right now, I was a tetherball king. Like, I was so, so into tetherball that I had my mother buy me a hoodie specifically for tetherball so I can throw bottle caps and put the sleeve over my wrist so that it wouldn't hurt, so I could just knock this thing off the pole. And, you know, I was in it to win it, like legit in it to win it. I did not want to get off that court. Well, wanting to be the greatest of all time on the tetherball court caused me to have to sit outside for like 10 minutes. For that 10 minutes, I was after recess drinking a chocolate milk, eating a pizza, and maybe some apple slices. I had to use the restroom. I had to use the number one. Now, in third grade, like, you're pretty smart, like, because my son is in second and he's pretty smart. So I knew at this point, I knew what I was doing. I knew what I shouldn't be doing. I knew that I was going to have to pay my teacher to go use the restroom, as well as you do when they tell you the restrooms are only for paying customers. Like, that stuff is what she was teaching us then in the third grade, right? And we don't like that. We don't like that somebody tells us when we go into Starbucks, oh, you got to be a payer. Well, you don't have to pay now, right? I don't think you have to pay for Starbucks now, but McDonald's and stuff like that, they have a sign. The restroom is only for paying customers. So I go into my class to tell my teacher I have to use the restroom. She tells me it is $3. I don't want to spend any money because today is Thursday. Legit, today is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Ricky's coming with the mother load, and I want all of his hot Cheetos, his kiwi strawberry Capri Suns. Like, the kiwi strawberry Capri Suns that he was bringing were supposed to be his. Like, this dude was going to be dehydrated so that he could have the most amount of money. So this dude was Warren Buffett of the Piranha Profit world, okay? And I was like, no, I need this $3. Even though I probably had $15 to $20 worth of Piranha Profit on me, I did not want to spend a dime. And she said, okay, well, you cannot use the restroom. And, you know, me being the frugal person now, I mean, I look at it now, sitting on all the money that I want to sit on and trying to accumulate and trying to collect cards and trade those and stuff like that to get to the bigger picture that I have. Now, I look at it now, like, just hold on to it, like, hold your pee. Like, that's what I'm going to tell you guys. Hold your pee and get all the way to where you want to get to. Like, we don't all have to be a billionaire, but if you make $100,000 doing everything that you like, whether it's podcasts, YouTube, Instagram, taking pictures of your favorite, I don't know, apple pie that they sell at Walmart for like 59 cents and you just doll it up and you do some, you know, nice little picture editing, right? So that's what I was on in the third grade. Like, I wanted to save up to get the food. I was like, you know what? I can either flip this too. I can eat some hot Cheetos. Then I can turn around and I can sell Capri Suns for $2 because he's not going to have it. Because sometimes, you know, when you're in a area that on the first, that's when the parents go with the food stamps. Like, everybody's on food stamps. I'm just gonna be real. Like, I'm gonna tell you guys that right now. We were, and that's how I got a lot of my stuff. That's how I got the $4 for $1 Crunch Bars with the food stamps. So we weren't losing in the household. I was just winning at school, and my mom did not know it. Okay, so I knew on the first, that's when he was going to re-up and have the strawberry Capri Suns, the kiwi strawberry Capri Suns. However, it backfired on me trying to hold and sit down all my money because I didn't kind of invest. I didn't invest into what, you know, I actually wanted. And that was actually go to the restroom. Like, I needed to go. I needed to let loose. And I ended up peeing on myself. Like, I'm so serious, to the point that I sat there for an extra 3 minutes, you know, so, so mad at myself. Like, dude, you should have just paid the $3. It wasn't even real money. So my teacher had to call my mom. My mom was so livid that she was legit mad, as if I had to pay $1 bills of US currency to her, $3 $1 bills. Like, why did you not let him just use the restroom? Why did he have to pay to go to the restroom? And like, she was just trying to teach us lessons. Like, she was just trying to teach us lessons. So this is what I want you to do. If you have something that you can go back on, that kind of lets you know, like, dude, I was on this path. Like, I used to tell people in high school, like, dude, I want to flip stuff. I want to sell stuff. I want to do this and that. And they were like, that's stupid, man. Why do you want to do that? Like, nobody's going to purchase from you. Nobody's going to buy from you. So in an early mindset, like early stage, I guess you could say, when I was like 15, 16, even in the third grade, I was in that mindset. But as I got around people that kind of pushed me into a way where it's like, yo, let's just go out and hang out, I started becoming that person that was like spending crazy amounts of money. I didn't sit on my money. I didn't hold my pee. That's what we're going to call this. Like, we're going to hold our pee and we're going to sit on it until something comes and we can turn around and we could profit from him. Because I could have bought all his stuff if I went to the restroom. And he didn't have $20 worth of stuff. He didn't bring as much stuff, but he brought more than enough stuff because nobody around us in any of the desk brought the stuff that he brought. Everybody was bringing stuff from like the dollar store that was toys. Okay, so now, look back. Legit, look back. I'm not a life coach. I can't help you. I can only give you something, and I just want to be effective. I can only give you something if you could take away from this and it gave you a laugh. Like, man, that's super dope. I also appreciate the people that is following me on Twitter, that's telling me, you know, congratulations on your first episode. This is extremely fun. Like, the podcast community, which we're at the bottom. Like, let's be legit. We're at the bottom. We got to uplift each other. We got to support each other. We got to listen to each other's podcasts. We got to share, because I may not take for some of these podcasts that I just meet on Twitter or I just meet on Instagram. However, if you share it, somebody else might take from it, and that person might have two people down the line that take from it, and it's just helping people grow. Like, if I'm not growing right now, but it's helping somebody else grow to a point where they're satisfied with the way their podcast is and they're cool with like 2,000 people listening and you want to get them there, that's what I'm trying to do for you guys. Like, if this doesn't help you and it just made you laugh, that's all that matters. As long as I put a smile on your face, that's all that matters to me. Like I said, I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not somebody that's going to motivate you into doing what you love. I can only do what I love and you can only hear and watch it on YouTube and then pursue your stuff and try to look back on something that you actually thought was cool when you used to collect Pogs, like, and you thought that stuff was the dopest thing in the world and somebody told you to throw all that crap away. You know so much about Pogs, man, as much as I knew something about Piranha Profit. So if she came out with it, bro, I would be the best Piranha Profit holder in the world, because I would give her $3 every time I needed to pee, just to kind of learn a lesson that you do have to pay your dues. Like, you do have to pay your dues, and that's what I had to do, and I didn't want to do that, and I had to live with the consequence, man. Look, if you guys enjoyed this story, if you guys are enjoying this podcast so far, even though this is the second episode, I got more to come. Like I said, I'm going to try to do stuff every single day. If not, I'll push it to every 2 days so that I can come with something that not is like super thought out or super creative, but something that I feel like I want to tell you guys about that we might be able to take away together. And also, don't ever hesitate to hit me up on Twitter and to talk a little bit more about what I talked about in the podcast. Like, I want to keep this stuff going. I want to keep this stuff trending. I want to be one of the best podcast people in the world, or podcasters. Let's say the podcasters. I got to say it right. Say it right, Chris, right? I want to be one of the best podcasters out there. Like, I want to be one of the best storytellers that also help people with his story, that can help one, then after that every 3 people go by, then another person every 6 people go by, one person, like, it's not going to help everybody out, but it's going to help someone out, man. I really, really appreciate you guys being here and listening to this podcast. Make sure you share it with your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever. Share. I would definitely see you guys, or you guys will hear me in the next podcast.